You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Producer Leonard Powell is currently out of town in the Coromandel. However, like all the hard-working news teamers at BFM, he didn't let distance get in the way of a good story. This is his report on the parking machines at Hot Water Beach.
When you hear the name Hot Water Beach, there's a question that springs to mind immediately. Does the beach really have hot water? Well, that was my first thought. For the record, if you dig a hole 400 metres down the beach 2 hours either side of low tide, you can sit in a pool of hot water. The waves are still the same refreshing temperature you will find at all beaches in New Zealand, however. After working at Hot Water Beach this summer, I now have a new question. Why are there parking machines here? We don't even blink when we see them around a city like Auckland, but when it comes to Hot Water Beach, there are more than a few puzzled expressions at the pay and display signs. The parking meters were introduced on the beachfront parking site of the Coromandel hotspot in 2014, initially charging $2 per hour for parking. The price has now doubled to $4, and it raises a thought-provoking argument: should there be pay and display parking at Hot Water Beach? The Thames Coromandel District Council are in charge of the machines at Hot Water Beach, but unfortunately, they were unable to give me any information on the topic in time to make the cut for this piece. So, armed with my iPhone 6, I took to the pavements of Hot Water Beach to find out what locals and tourists alike think of paying to park at the beach.
So at home in California, if you're a local, they give you a sticker to put on your car so that you don't have to pay to park. But if you're a tourist or you're on vacation, then yeah, you should have to pay a little bit to enjoy your day at the beach, I suppose.
And you reckon they should do the same in New Zealand?
Well, absolutely. There should always be a sort of a locals-only vibe, whether it's stickers to park or discounts at restaurants or anything like that. That's how it should be, I think.
Just even the investment in parking was probably overkill. Don't have the parking there and park up the road and walk.
Somebody's got to pay for that parking. And if you've got heaps of overseas tourists and heaps of camper vans, yeah, I don't have a problem with paying for the parking.
Maybe they should have a local sticker. I'm a little L, I'm a local. Mm-hmm. I don't have to pay for parking, but you are in a hire vehicle, so you.
I think the people don't have to pay, don't need to pay, because New Zealand is really expensive for parking. And in my country, I'm from Chile, you don't have to pay too much, so just a couple dollars.
You've got a lot of tourists here. I think that some money should go into this country, should benefit from it. If there's a parking meter and it's going into making things better, then there's going to be a bunch of cars there anyway.
Well, I reckon, you know, charge the tourists $180 when they come into the country and put in lots of extra toilets and lovely camping spots and, you know, make it better for everybody.
Yeah, we need parking. So what's the option? Who's providing the parking?
It is not so much a question of who is providing the parking, but really, who is paying for the facilities at Hot Water Beach. Over the last 12 months, a brand new and much needed toilet and shower complex has been installed at Hot Water Beach, paid for in part by the parking machines. One man who is livid about the parking situation is Grant Taylor, who has returned recently to the area after 22 years living in Australia. A lifelong fisherman and surfer, Taylor thinks it's a travesty to have to pay to park at somewhere as special as Hot Water Beach.
There's not a beach in Australia that charges cars to park. It's a democratic right of people to go to the beach, and it's free. Hot Water Beach is one of the best places on the east coast of New Zealand, the Coromandel Peninsula. It's going off, and you, council, are charging people to park. It's ludicrous. Rates are rates. That's on your personal land. It's on your GV. It's on your land value. All right? So the ratepayers aren't paying for bathrooms and roadworks and everything else. That's tax. So the ratepayers aren't paying. That's part of your tax package. That's standard. Hot Water Beach now is on the map internationally. I've surfed my life all over the world. The North Shore of Hawaii, which is one of the hottest places in the world, is free. So why don't we do the same here?
Taylor's stance on the matter is clear. Mark Wallinitz owns beachfront eatery Hotties that is located no more than 20 metres from the parking machines. His opinion on the matter is the opposite of Grant's.
Hotties has been here for, well, the building's been here for 35 years because it was the old campground building, and we've owned it for six. And about, I think it's been about 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, they wanted to bring in the pay car parking, which I thought was a bad idea. And then after looking at it all and thinking about it, well, the ratepayers shouldn't be carrying the cost of doing all the services and cleaning up after all the tourists. And people don't mind paying for car parking with the tourists. As a matter of fact, they wouldn't mind paying for going to the bathroom here. They should have made them pay toilets. And if they could just get the parking meters working 50% of the time, I can't imagine how much more money they would be making, because they can pull $1,500 out of each machine, and they could probably do that a day. So you can imagine, and they only work half the time.
Yeah.
And it's not anybody's fault other than usually Armor Guard, the guys who come and pick up the coins. They slam the machine, the boxes back in. Sometimes they don't open the money slot up on the box so that the money would be able to drop in. Well, it can't drop in because they haven't paid attention. Because they're morons and they are rough, and half the time they're the ones who are disabling the machines. So it should go back to the council collecting the money, because we had no problems with the parking meters when they had the council staff collecting the money. People are always coming and asking us for change, and it's a real problem for us. But if they got the machines working all the time, then people wouldn't be asking us for change. And they should bring in across the street, which is slated to be paid car parking too, and they should bring it down to the overflow car park, which they have, and they should line it, and they should bring it to the middle car park, and they should bring it into Hahe, they should bring it into Tairua, they should bring in the paid car parking all down the Coromandel, because people don't mind paying for car parks when it's right in front of the beach.
As a resident of a Tairua family batch, Mark Wallinitz's suggestion of pan display parking along the entire Coromandel made me cringe, though the point he raises is a valid one. Fairfax reported that 700,000 tourists visit the Coromandel each year. Should ratepayers be paying for these people's facilities? Are ratepayers even paying for the facilities? Looking into this matter has raised many questions that unfortunately have not been answered by the council at this stage. One thing that is sure, however, is that tourists will not be put off by the machines. If this summer is anything to go by, people are willing to pay to get access to a hot pool at the beach. Like it or not, the machines seem to be here to stay. That's all for now. Signing off from the Coromandel for 95BFM, I'm Leonard Powell.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.